Hello and welcome to the Basement Shuffle, second episode. We're talking about money. I'm here with my friend Andy Dorsey, as always.
Hello.
And we're talking about what we all need, what we all want, and what we never have enough of.
Money. That sounded like John Spencer.
You're correct.
All right,
cool. That was John Spencer with Brenda. Now, what the hell is that song about?
Money. He's pimping.
That's what I think. That's what the impression I get. And pimping was, it's always been hard. It's never been easy.
Pimping ain't easy.
Right. But I think we were all, the vast majority of us, were introduced to pimping in the 90s, right? I think it was popular in the 90s. In pop culture, at least.
I think it was popular in the 70s.
Maybe even the 1870s.
Huggy Bear, for some reason, comes to mind.
Mm. Right?
Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was an informant, as well as a pimp.
Yeah, I think he was doing some other stuff, too, for money.
Well, speaking of which, if you don't mind, that was one of my choices. I'm gonna go back in to another one of my choices.
We should flip flop.
We should, but
because my
okay
first song is, it's not as great. I guess I don't know. Everyone's heard it already.
I know what you're talking about,
I think this is a hard topic, especially for me, money. Mm. It's, you know, something I don't have. It's a good commodity to have, but I don't have that much of it.
Neither do I.
There we go.
But I think you manage it more better than I do.
Wow.
Okay. If you don't mind, I kind of insist, since we were talking about pimping, I have a song that's sort of on the other spectrum of that equation. And it's called 53rd and 3rd by the Ramones. Yeah, that song is like 2 minutes and 16 seconds. why not play the whole thing, right?
A lot of lyrics in that song.
Yeah. So, do you agree that those two songs may have a connection?
Not sure what he meant by the whole 53rd. All right, tie that into money for me.
Well, 53rd and 3rd, from what I understand, is about standing on the corner of 53rd and 3rd in New York and hustling. Like, I believe it was written by Didi Ramon, and that's what he claims he used to do as a young man, is stand on the corner and hustle for tricks. And so we were talking about pimping with John Spencer, and then we're tricking with the Ramones.
Wow.
Things you do for money, man. It's tough.
It can get
real tough. Have you heard that song before?
I probably have. I have a couple Ramones albums. Don't really listen to them a whole lot. Like them.
Yeah.
But, you know, just haven't gotten around to kind of re.
You were just never a big fan?
Love the Ramones.
Yeah?
Saw them at a place called the Bayou in Georgetown.
Get out of town.
This is like way early before I knew any of you guys. We're talking like maybe 1983.
Wow.
Yeah. In Georgetown.
Fantastic. Do you remember who played with them?
No, but I went with a couple guys that I went to high school with. And one of them... Beer. One of them was making fun of me because I didn't know how to slam dance or anything like that. So this was my first concert like that. And he's like, dude, you're just making an ass of yourself.
Why? Was your style whack?
My style was probably slam dancing to songs I didn't know about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you can be bad at slam dancing. I mean, you're just throwing your body around into other people.
Well, yeah, you can be bad at anything, though.
This guy sounds like a dick.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore. He used to play in a band back in high school, and so I kind of idolized him.
Mm.
He played guitar in this band.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember the name of the band.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Do you remember his name?
His name was Kent.
Kent Island? What was his last name?
I don't know his last name.
Oh.
But he played guitar. He played guitar well.
Kent Clark.
No, it's not Kent Clark.
Cheeseball.
But anyway, yeah. So I actually got to see the Ramones, and I thought that they were really good.
Was that the only time you saw Ramones?
That's the only time.
I would say that that's a pretty good time to see him.
Georgetown.
Was it a good show? Did they put on a good show?
It was the only time that I've ever went to the Bayou also.
Okay.
Which was, I don't want to say DC's version of CBGB's, but it was a very famous club. And it started, I want to say, back in the 70s, and it went through to the 90s or something like that before they closed the doors. Permanently.
Yeah.
It's Jerry's Pizza now.
Now you...
It's not Jerry's Pizza.
It could be anything. I don't know. Now you say it was the equivalent of CBGB's in D.C. It's a lot of...
CBGB's was in New York.
I know. But I'm saying, so was it a rat hole like CBGB's was?
Oh, I wouldn't call it a rat hole, but it was D.C.'s... spot before, this was before 930 Club even.
Hmm.
You know.
Well, wouldn't you say that they existed parallel to each other, like 930 Club?
They eventually, 930 Club came along, but CBGB.
Bayou.
The Bayou was out way before 930 Club.
Oh, no kidding. I did not know that. Even, you know, reading like.
Yeah, 930 Club, I want to say, was probably maybe. 82 or something like that, 83.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Bayou had been around way longer.
Right on. So that's very cool, man. You saw the Ramones, 1983. That was, you know, they were still in their prime at that point. I've only seen them once as well, but it was 1996 at WHF Festival, 1999, I think. And I just don't feel like that's the right way to see the Ramones. I feel like you got to be in a dingy club like Bayou or CBGB or 930 or something like that.
Now, was it the fact that it was so late into their career, or was it just because it was on a big stage arena?
More the latter, just that it was a big stage arena. I think they were still on top of their game at that point. They were still fast as hell. They were still rocking. They didn't have Dee Dee with them. They had CJ, but I think that might have invigorated them a little more, having a young guy in the band. But yeah, I just would have rather... There are a couple of bands that you have to see in a dingy, dirty club. And the Ramones are definitely one of them.
Yeah, I do remember them coming out with a song late in their career that I really liked. It was the Pet Sematary song.
Sure. Yeah, that was like 1987, 88, something like that. Yeah, that was that went along with the movie soundtrack.
Keep in mind, their first album came out in, what, 73?
Later than that, 76, I believe.
No.
Yes, I know. I want to say that they're earlier too, but every time I look it up, it's 76.
I'm going to fact check that.
You go right ahead. But that was their last, well, I'm not going to say that, but that was a really good album, Brain Drain. Yeah, that had a lot of good hits on it. Anyway, enough about the Ramones. What is your first song? Since I was so rude to...
Not rude at all. It's just, I didn't want to pick very big hits. But like I said, I stumbled and staggered on this topic, so I picked a big hit. And I think that everyone will recognize it, so we should just go right into it. Songs about money.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep." And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. sitting at the table, there'll be time enough.
I think that song's a classic. The Gambler, that's the first money song for me. It's a song about gambling.
Yes, indeed.
How to be successful at gambling.
Oh, yeah?
Specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers.
It is. It's an advice song, isn't it? It teaches you how to be a good gambler.
Not necessarily country, but it's got that twang to it.
Oh, it was, I mean, where else did they play it in the 80s but country
this
radio?
This was a big crossover hit, and because of that, a lot of people would just not label it as country. Hmm. I mean, I guess it is, but, you know, you could call it pop, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it was super popular, dude.
Brothers was listening to this song deep back in the day.
Is that right on the download? They were.
You know it.
Is that right?
Kenny Rogers? Oh, yeah. That song right there? Yeah, Brothers was listening to that deep.
Maybe this brother was. You were. Andy Dorsey was listening to this shit.
You go to parties, man, and they'd, you'd hear that song every now and then.
I mean, they wouldn't be like line dancing, would they?
Not to that.
Not to that, which leads me to believe that there were songs that they would line dance to.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
All right, so now, how many songs do you have? Because I only came up with a few.
I have like four or five. I'm gonna call it.
All right, so we're going to do another one of yours?
We can. We can indeed. We can indeed, my man.
This is money.
We're talking about money. And this is an interesting take on it. So that's, do you know who that is?
Sounds like James.
It's Perry Farrell, but it's Porno for Pyros.
I should have known that.
His band.
I actually like them better than Jane's Addiction.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a bold statement, sir. But I definitely was a fan.
And the album?
This was their first one, probably self-titled Porno for Pyros. And I preferred their second one, Good God's Urge. It was a little more, I'm going to say, a little more timeless sounding. It didn't have nearly as much popping, slapping and popping on the bass. It was a little more straightforward, but definitely still weird. Because, I mean, you know, anything that Perry Farrell is involved with has got a little bit of weirdness to it.
I think Pets is kind of a timeless song.
Hmm? That's on the second one, Good God's Urge. But yeah, this song definitely has an interesting point, doesn't it? All the guys that really have the money are too old to have a good time with it.
Hmm. Well, yeah. Mike Tyson was rich when he was young.
Ah, man, there are exceptions, aren't there?
Yeah. There's rich people. There's a lot of rich people there. What's the guy, Justin Bieber?
Mm-hmm.
He got it going on. Baby, baby, baby.
Right. And how much was Perry Farrell pulling down back then, you know?
Whole different ball game back then. And yeah. He knows it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But they were still, you know, that was back when major record labels were still signing weird acts, you know. But still, I bet he didn't make as much money as a Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Did I say Bieber? I meant Bieber.
Bieber. Yeah, he's, Perry Farrell probably has more money now than he did back then. Just saying.
He's got enough to afford to chill and also afford plastic surgery. So he definitely looks like a different guy. But
I have not seen a picture of him in probably 4 or 5 years.
He looks great. Awesome. No wrinkles.
Nice. Well, remember the last artist that we just listened to had something done also.
Oh, yes. He looks good, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look a day over 40.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was talking about the 1% as far as, you know, guys that really have the money. You know what I mean? You've got your celebrities and stuff that have money and they can have fun, but
the people that pay the celebrities.
Yeah.
The guys, they got the real bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they're too old to party or get dirty.
Chris Rock had said, Shaq makes a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's a millionaire. You can spend millions of dollars. The guy who signs his check is a billionaire with a B. You can't spend that.
Right.
It'd be damn near impossible.
Yeah. What you call it, an embarrassment of riches.
One day.
So, I am looking at your list, and I'm interested in seeing or hearing what this next one is.
This is a high fashion.
Oh, and shoot. I forgot about that one because we have to listen to that on a different platform.
Okay,
but,
sorry. This is high fashion, and it's by a group called The Family.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting group. I'll tell you about them afterwards, but why don't we play the tune first?
Here it comes. High Fashion by The Family.
I know a sexy little at my home. She said no, all of her friends laughed. Funny how the laughing stopped in a flash of cash I had. $1,900 is too much cash to hold. One of my boys had to carry him. Honey, you know that's bold. Wait a minute. She had the nerve. That's the kind of car I had. Honey, I'm riding in the back of a Rolls Royce limo, custom painted plaid. High fashion is where my money goes. High fashion, honey, I'm all the way bold. I'm never in the no-pass world. And I just love little rich girls.
So that's high fashion. And I'm hearing a clicking. But, so Prince had gotten this band together. And this guy, the singer, St. Paul, I believe was his name. That's what he went by anyway. And this guy was kind of cocky. And, you know, Prince was, this was like a protege. He had literally took him under his wing. And this guy was like, well, I don't need you. And the family is nothing without me. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Prince disbanded the group. And he was never heard from again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, also, Prince has a version of that song, and it's twice as funky. It's twice as cool.
It sounds like it was written by Prince.
Yeah. And it was written in Prince's heyday, if you will. 1985 was when that album came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so this was after Purple Rain. It was before Parade. But that was, you know, literally everything he was doing after Purple Rain was, well, actually, Purple Rain put him on the map. Well, that's...
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, because he had 1999 before that and Little Red Corvette and all kinds of other stuff. But Purple Rain shot him through the stratosphere.
Sure.
Purple Rain got Tipper Gore involved in music.
Darling Nikki.
And we know this, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, well, I think, I mean, because you had a movie involved with it and it was a kick-ass album. I think that, yeah, that shot him over the stratosphere. But yeah. Okay. So let me understand. This was a group that was put together by Prince or was discovered by Prince?
No, completely put together by Prince.
Okay. And this guy just got a big head and said, I don't need you.
Yeah, well, you know, he's opening for Prince, and there's ladies that are, you know, throwing, you know, undergarments at him and, you know, throwing themselves, you know, so this guy starts getting the ego. He's like, hey, you know, I'm bigger than Prince. And, nah, it didn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame because I thought that this band was just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It's their one and only album. You know, he went on to release, I want to say, two, maybe three other albums.
St. Paul.
And just none of them sold. I believe I have one.
All right. Just for kicks and giggles, let's look up St. Paul and see what kind of hits he's got.
All right. Let's do it.
St. Paul or yeah. Spell out St.
No. St.
All right. St. Paul and the Broken Bones?
No. Are we going to pause it?
No.
Oh, all right.
Connect. Never.
All right. That was St. Paul with Soul Touch.
Okay, now, since you put that on.
Yes.
And it's right in the vein of my next song, you're going to have to put my next song on now then.
Okay.
Which is the...
Fair enough.
No, wait. Go to the...
Last song?
Billionaire.
You got it.
Yeah.
You mean millionaire.
ABC.
Pounds. Dollar. Millionaire. Dollar. Pound. Pound. Dollar.
Song is terrible.
Oh. Terribly good. Kevin does not like any kind of funk, disco, techno music at all.
That's not true.
That's classic techno right there, dude. Mm. At one of it's, yeah.
Maybe you're
see
right.
ABC. I like this band because they kind of reinvented themselves from album to album. Their first album sounds. Not remotely like that.
Hmm.
Way less electronic.
What was their major hit?
Shoot that poison arrow in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys.
Now, would you say that was before or after their techno period?
That was before. That was the song that put them on the map, if you will.
Okay, so that was more a...
Duran Duran type...
New romantic, new wave.
British. Yeah. They were part of that British 1983 movement. You know, Duran Duran was the one that became the biggest. But then you had, Kaja Gugu?
Uh-huh.
Culture Club.
Sure. Spandau Ballet?
Spandau Ballet.
Uh-huh.
And this group, ABC, which... sounded nothing like that on their earlier records.
Huh.
But then they broke the band up and they reformed it into this dance, you know, electronic thing. Now, they had another hit off of this album that this was on, that song Be Near Me. Come on, man.
I'm not familiar. Can you sing it?
I'm not going to sing it.
Please.
I have made a fool of myself with the Justin Bieber thing. No. But if you guys want to hear it, look the song up. It's called Be Near Me. It's a pretty song.
Be Near Me by ABC.
ABC.
Coming at you on YouTube.
Right. All right. So your next song.
Let me see. Let me...
entertain you?
Entertain you with...
All right, just pick the next one that's on the list.
Well, mine... Okay, I'll go with this.
Hey, babe, what's in your eyes? I saw them flashing like airplane lights. You fill my cup, babe, that's for sure. Let's come back for a little more. You got my heart, you got my soul.
That song was terrible.
Ah, fair enough.
No, actually, I wanted to talk about the lyrics, though, on the ABC song, where he's like, I've seen the future, I can't afford it. Tell you the truth, sir, someone just bought it. Sounds familiar. And it's to piggyback off of what you were talking about, you know, that 1% who controls everything. Larger than life, twice as ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think the lyrics on that song just really kind of speak to me in a way about the power and corruption that money can, you know, money can really make you a dangerous and deviant person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think most people who have that kind of money know that. They can get away with a lot more. Are we cutting off?
No, sir.
Oh, sorry. All right. They get away with stuff, whereas poor people don't.
Well, they can afford to.
Yeah. I have a poor song, but it's depressing.
So do I.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll play it. Maybe we won't. Because I don't want to ruin it. It's very sad.
Okay.
About not having money.
So we're just going to skip over this Rolling Stones song, huh?
No, we're not. But we skipped over the ABC song, so I had to just throw that in there.
No, we didn't. I just said it was terrible, but we talked about it, right?
And we just did.
Mm-hmm. Again. So, Rolling Stones, sung by Keith Richards, which are usually my favorite. I love when Keith sings.
Shattered.
Oh, that's a good one, too. But that was sung by Mick.
Shattered.
So I'm guessing, since I love it so much, that we'll probably hear some more Keith songs throughout the podcast. But I don't know. If I were to wager a guess as to what that song is about, it's about a woman who has it all. She's got the silver. She's got the gold.
Diamonds.
Yeah.
He mentioned that too.
Yeah. She must be rich. But she ain't 1%. She's 100%.
Well, he mentions all those things, but he actually never really mentions money. Interestingly enough.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think he's into her other qualities as well. So, okay. Now, you have one more on the list.
And this song is my favorite. It's by a band called BT Express.
Hmm.
And Mark, if you're listening, I think you're going to like this song.
Here we go. BT Express with Put It In.
Put It In.
Parentheses, in your pocket. In the pocket.
Your money right in the pocket. You need it buy your groceries when you're shopping. You need it downtown, just finger popping. Need something new and you want to try it. Ain't got enough money, but you sure can buy it. Put it in, right in the pocket. Put it in, put your money right in the pocket. Put it in. Put it in, right in the pocket. Put it in, put your money right in the pocket. You need it to wash your clothes at the laundromat. You need it to buy yourself a brand new Sunday hat. Don't spend it all, lay some away. Come back and get a little bit on a rainy day. Put it in, right in the pocket. Put your money right in the pocket. Put it in, right in the pocket. Put it in, put your money right in the pocket. You can get it all, get it all, get it all when you got the money. Get it all, get it all, get it all. Yeah, yeah. You can get it all, get it all, get it all when you got the money.
Andy Dorsey, you just won the whole podcast with that song. We should have ended with that.
Well, I did kind of end with that. That's my last song, kind of, sort of. I got a possible.
Are we going to try and make each other cry here?
Ooh, man.
I mean, is your song that bad?
It's a sad song, dude.
Okay.
I got to look it up, though. I mean, if you want me to find it here, give me a second.
Okay. Do you think it's on my platform here?
Oh, I don't know, man. This is some. I listen to some serious underground too. So
That's what I was counting on when I asked you to do the show with me. Wow. Put it in. Right in your pocket.
BT Express, which Kevin actually had heard of this band. I kind of thought that you had, but I knew you hadn't heard that song.
Well, they have a hit, right? What was their number one hit?
They had two hits.
Come on and do it.
Do it.
Do it till you're satisfied.
Whatever it is.
Who hasn't heard that?
And then the other song was that song Shout that I was telling you about.
How's that go?
Shout it out.
Shout to the devil. That's different.
Shout it out.
Mm-mm. I don't think I've ever heard that. But I'm glad that I heard Put It in Your Pocket. Put it in. Shit was awesome. You guys are missing out because this should be a video podcast. We were both dancing while that was playing. Because how can you not?
Okay, so do you want the title for this sad song? It's a sad song, man. I'm warning y'all.
All right.
Kevin wants to hear it.
Give me that title.
Ghetto Life.
I feel like I've heard this.
No, you ain't heard this.
No. I've heard In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley. Rick James? Not Rick James.
No, the group is called Boom Back.
Boom Back?
Boom Back.
How do you spell that? B-O-O-M?
B-O-O-M.
B-A-C-K?
B-A-C-K.
All right, let me try that. This is underground, Andy.
Go to YouTube.
Hold on. Let's see about Boom Back. Top results. Artists. Nah. All right. We're going to YouTube, people.
Dun, 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 dun.
One word or two word, boom back?
Two words. Boom and back. The bass.
Life in the ghetto ain't easy. Life in the ghetto don't mind. Life in the ghetto ain't easy. Life in the ghetto ain't nice. Mother and father don't have no money. Mother and father don't have no food to eat. The picnic they've not have no way to sleep. The five children and the mother and the baby. Four more on the floor. You should have heard the children man a snore. Pick up on the floor as the man is so cold. Whoa, 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 alright. Life in the ghetto ain't easy. Life in the ghetto ain't nice. Life in the ghetto ain't easy. Life in the ghetto ain't nice. Mother and father don't have no money. Mother and father not no food to eat. Some not nowhere to sleep. Some old on the road, rasta man go hustle. The children go out and them go pick up bottle. Some hide behind the bushes, them a play cowboy. Hide behind the wall and them a play football. And some play cricket, them a bat where they ball. Life in the ghetto don't easy. Life in the ghetto ain't nice. Life in the ghetto ain't easy. Life in the ghetto ain't nice. The children goes out and them sell them star. Some try to be a star, but they never get to run so far. Life in the ghetto ain't easy. Life in the ghetto don't nice. Life in the ghetto ain't easy. Life in the ghetto ain't nice. Living in the ghetto, man, I fear cuss and fear exploitation. So fear brutalization. Down in the ghetto, man, you always get wrong.
down in the ghetto, man, you always get wrong. You see the little children not going to school because them not have no school. The children go.
I mean, that's rough, man.
Her voice sends a chill because she sounds really young.
That's a female.
And sounds like she's suffering.
That's a lady?
Yeah.
It's not obvious to me. It sounds androgynous. I thought it was a man.
Pretty sure it's a lady.
All right. But, yeah, man. So that's the saddest song you could come up with about being poor?
No.
Andy's giving me a look.
It's not the saddest song. Shit. I see you done made me curse, man. No, there's a lot of sad songs, but
yeah,
there's just something about that song that's just very sad to me.
Makes you sad?
Yeah.
All right. Because life in the ghetto...
Ain't easy. Get a life.
You're damn right. Well, I'm gonna play you a song by a man named Merle Haggard that is about poor people. And here it goes.
A canvas covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She one more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember.
That's a tough song. It's a different part of the world. But,
it's a different world.
Yeah. But it was, the times were still tough. I think this was more a song about maybe the Oklahoma Dust Bowls or something like that. You know what I mean? Whereas yours was...
Who was that? Who's the artist?
Merle Haggard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man.
I mean, a lot of country songs are sad.
That's true. Yeah. And a lot of them are about mama.
And a lot of blues songs are sad or can be sad.
Mm-hmm.
Some blues songs are not so sad, but, you know, it's still the blues.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, maybe we'll have to do a one of these on sadness or, you know, yeah.
Okay. But...
you have brought us down, man.
I'm sorry. Let's bring it back up with BT Express. Put it in your pocket. Put it in.
Sign. All right, are we signing off now, too?
Yeah, we can sign off. This is a tough one, huh?
Honorable mention, though, also is For the Love of Money. OJ's.
Money, 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 money.
It's called For the Love of Money.
Okay.
But that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And then, how did you not pick Money by Pink Floyd?
Too played up.
It's too played out, but it's a big hit about money.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying not to go too hitty. I'm trying to not be too
Kevin,
obvious.
Kevin, you went way underground.
No, I didn't. I disagree. You went the most overground with The Gambler.
True that.
But I don't fault
difficult
you for that.
Difficult topic. Difficult topic for sure.
I bet it's not.
Money?
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't go with... Now, when I was texting with you about this subject, you threw out Cream by Wu-Tang Clan. Why didn't you go with that?
It's hard to say, man. I thought that that might have been too big of a hit. And
bigger than Money by Pink Floyd.
Okay, you can pick 500 songs easily from hip hop artists that are about money. It's like you said. Maybe it wasn't too big of a hit, but it was too obvious. Like you said, with the Pink Floyd song.
If you're trying to surprise me with your picks, hip hop is a good way to go. I'm not saying that I don't like. I'm not saying that I'm not. Yeah, but that's not about money. That's about having a good time in South Korea.
Long Island is wildin'.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man. Not that I'm not a fan of hip hop. I don't know that much about it. I like what I like.
Gotcha.
Which is very narrow. It's a narrow subject for me. So if you want to surprise me, try hip hop.
All right. And then after I play the song, you'll be like, oh, that song was garbage.
Ah, whatever. Who did I do that to? ABC?
ABC.
ABC sucks.
Kevin is ragging on ABC, man. One of my faves. Mark, give him a call. Straighten him out.
So, this has been The Basement Shuffle. I'm Kevin Jones.
I'm Andy Dorsey.
And you're still one of my favorite people to listen to music with. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks
for listening.
Thank you, Kevin.
Absolutely. See you guys.